This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Recently, I watched Get Back, the absolutely terrific 2021 documentary series about the Beatles. The documentary shows footage of the 21 days the band spent making their 1970 album, Let It Be. I was so interested in the documentary that I went to the library and checked out the book, The Beatles Anthology, which is an extraordinary history of the band that's full of interviews, personal stories, photos, and memorabilia. I was particularly struck by this story, told by drummer Ringo Starr. In it, Ringo Starr mentions his bandmates, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison, and also Yoko Ono. He writes, "While we were recording the White Album, we ended up being more of a band again. And that's what I always love. I love being in a band. Of course, I must have had moments of turmoil, because I left the group for a while that summer. I left because I felt two things. I felt I wasn't playing great, and I also felt that the other three were really happy, and I was an outsider. I went to see John, who'd been living in my apartment in Montague Square with Yoko since he moved out of Kenwood. I said, I'm leaving the group because I'm not playing well, and I feel unloved and out of it, and you three are really close. And John said, I thought it was you three. So then I went over to Paul's and knocked on his door. I said the same thing. I'm leaving the band. I feel you three guys are really close, and I'm out of it. And Paul said, I thought it was you three. I didn't even bother going to George then. I said, I'm going on holiday. This story really jumped out at me because it's a good reminder that when I'm feeling left out of a group or when I'm feeling discouraged or unappreciated, I can remind myself, well, I feel this way. But it's probably true that other people are feeling that way too. From the outside, it can look like people are feeling happy, comfortable, and loved. But that's not always how they feel on the inside. Even in a group as tight-knit as the Beatles, the four band members didn't know what each other were thinking and feeling. And even being a member of a superstar band like the Beatles wasn't enough to save Ringo Starr from worries about being bad at his job or feeling left out. We never know what other people are thinking or feeling. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.